Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good evening and welcome once again to Madam Perry Salon. I know you're looking for the transporter and for Mr. Sulu, but he's too excited about the show tonight and tonight's guest. Anyway, I want to welcome you once again. As I said, I am your hostess and cruise director, Madam Perry, or you can call me Jennifer Perry or Jen. And I just want to say, first of all, thanks to everyone who is making this podcast just go out of control. For one thing, my listeners have spiked, my downloads have spiked, and I mean, this is on all subscribers, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, Blueberry, and first of all, it's because of everyone that listens and shares it with their friends and lets people know to listen and what kind of guests we have on. And you call and you support and you share and you download. And that helps me get good sponsors. It also helps me get fantastic guests like we're having tonight. Now, she's not in the studio yet, but she's going to be pulling in just a few minutes now. So, like I said, Mr. Sulu's outside waiting. And what I wanted to say, too, is just go over some things. You know, I always have to keep up with what's happening lately and what's coming up soon. One thing is this. You know, two nights ago, we had Mary T. McCarthy talking about her books. Well, actually, it's a trilogy of books, The Scarlet Letter Society, Scarlet Letter Scandal, and The Scarlet Letter Storm. And it's about just with the Secret Swingers Club and all that. If you leave a message or a comment on the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio page for that episode, it will automatically enter you to win a copy of The Scarlet Letter Scandal from Mary McCarthy. And that was a fun show. Last night we had Michael Sleeman, whom I love. He's one of my favorite true crime writers. He's got a new TV show on the Escape Channel called Deep Undercover. And he was talking, this is the second time he's been on this year, because he has two books this year. This one was called The Black Widower, about a man named Harold Henthorne who had two wives die under mysterious circumstances, and coincidentally, they were both heavily insured. So it's that case, and he was the Black Widower, but no more. And earlier in the year, he released a book, Crazy for You, which was about the Rusty Snyderman murder that happened right here in Atlanta, Georgia. And so, again, look for him on TV. Also, let's see, what do we got coming up soon? Then I mentioned, too, we also had Julie Slick on. And at the end of July, Julie, as you probably know, bassist for Adrian Belew Power Trio. But she's also been playing a lot lately with her own duo Echo Test, and she does the Three of a Perfect Pair cam. She's also with the Crimson Project. Julie is nonstop. She plays all the time, so definitely check out Julie Slick's album. Also, we had Julie Sharp the night before, and she's a comedian entertainer based in Melbourne, Australia. Hilarious woman. Also, her husband, you probably know, was on a few weeks before, Anthony Sharp. If you're a fan of Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries, a super popular show in Atlanta, you know he plays, her husband Anthony Sharp plays Cease, one of the cab drivers that Miss Franny Fisher turns into her associate detectives in her detective agency. So let me just see what I've got here. I'm still waiting. As you know, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you know, this show, I just booked this show last night, a little before midnight, and just started posting it, and it's gone off the chain. You people are, you wonderful people are responding to this like crazy, and I'm so glad. It's, lady, you know her first from the band the Runaways. She started playing guitar at 11. By the time she was a teenager, she was in the band The Runaways, lead guitarist. That was in the late 70s. And then in the 80s, she began a solo career. She is dynamite. I hate when I see things that describe her as a great, awesome female guitar player. She's just a magnificent guitar player, any gender. She has a new memoir out called Living Like a Runaway, and we're going to be talking about that too. However, and you can call in. You can call in tonight. The number is always 646-716-9922 to talk to Lita Ford. That's right, Lita Ford. Oh, my gosh, I know. Everybody's messaging going, Lita Ford, for real? Are you serious? Yes. Lita Ford is here. Yeah, well, she's almost here in the studio. So, since she's not here yet, and by the way, I've read her book, Living Like a Runaway. It's a very dramatic personal story. She bares her soul about life, career, and it is just a nonstop read. I think I read it in a couple of days. So you'll want to get a copy of that. However, everyone who calls in tonight will be entered to win a copy of it. So while we wait for Lita, why don't we go ahead and play one of my favorite Lita Ford songs, Can't Catch Me.
Twice.
right. No, you can't catch Lita Ford. She is a fast mover. But if you're nice, if you show her the love and respect she deserves, then she will come and visit you for a while, like she has right here in Madame Perry's Salon. Hi, Lita. How are you?
Hi. That was awesome. That was awesome. I love that song.
I do, too. You know, that's one of those songs when you don't want to get up and go do something. You know, I've got this little short list of songs that I can put on when I've got to just make myself get up, move, and do what must be done and feel good about doing it and handle it like a boss. And that is one of them. Welcome to Madame Perry's Salon. Come on in. Get comfortable. There's a nice cushion over here. We got fluffed
Thank
up
you.
For you. I know that I don't know if I don't think that your publicist had a chance to tell you, but, you know, a lot of the guests talk about how it looks like the inside of Jeannie's bottle in here. And so that's why we said it. And some of your friends have been
cool.
in here and sat around here. I think Rudy Sarzo.
Somebody what? What'd they do?
Consultant. Rudy Sarzo.
Yeah.
Nice. Sultan.
Nice.
Of course, David Fishoff. And by the way, I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show, so please forgive me for doing this promo, but he's a friend of yours, so I know you won't mind. Remember the because you've done Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. You know David.
Oh, I know David
yours.
Very well. Yeah. We've been doing the camp
and,
for years.
But I was so glad to see that, too, your book, Living Like a Runaway, when I got to that part about you coming back in and go to David and get on there and think, oh, that had to be the most badass rock and roll fantasy camp ever. But David,
thank
you know,
you.
The one
thanks
September
to read my
the,
book.
Are you kidding, honey? I just said, I don't know if you heard me earlier. I said I read it in about 2 days. But
it's hard
the,
to put down. It really is.
It. No kidding. It really is. And so, so my. But he was just fine with that. He's good. But the thing is, I was saying that. Oh, David Fishoff. In September is the Judas Priest edition. Of course, Rudy and his brother Robert Sarzo were going to be counselors on that. But if anyone signs up for the September Judas Priest edition of the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, and Lita Ford is right here, the woman herself can vouch for it. And you mentioned Madame Perry's Salon. Tell them that you heard it from me, Jennifer Perry, or Madame Perry's Salon. David Fishoff will give you a guitar valued at $700. He didn't tell me what kind. He just told me you will get a guitar from him. So just for mentioning the podcast.
$700?
Is that
nice?
Serious? Is that nice? He's such a
you know he's
such a generous
an amazing
guy.
Man. He's just one of the best. He is one of the best of the best, and. He's done some things for me that were absolutely mind-blowing at times when I needed help, and he's just been a great friend. You know, he said, Lita, if you want me to read your book before it comes out, I can critique it for you and tell you, give you my thoughts and just help out, which I thought was really cool. You know, he didn't just want to read it. He wanted to help me make sure that I put out the best book I could possibly put out. And he's just a great friend, and he's put on a great show with the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. He always brings in the best people. So everything's top-notch over there, the food, the recording, the people. It's packed. You go home exhausted. It's an absolute life-changing experience. And it's like being on the road for 5 days of no sleep, just crazy pandemonium. Lots of loud rock and roll, and it's so much fun. So I suggest going.
That sounds like a blast.
If you haven't been.
You know, well, actually, my guest Monday night was Mary T. McCarthy, and we were talking about her books, The Scarlet Letter Society, which is all about this little suburban neighborhood that has all kind of liaisons going on in a secret swingers club. And when I was talking about this, because I told David I'm going to push this every show since you're giving away a guitar for people mentioning me, and she said, oh, my God, I want to go. I said, I do, too. And so I'm going to tell David, if you do it again, Lita, I know Mary McCarthy and I will both be there.
Oh, how cool. Well, I'll let you know.
Listen, I've already got a little secret stash set aside, saving up for it.
Cool. That's great. He used to have it where we would go to different locations. We would go to Atlantis out in the Bahamas, and we had a rock and roll fantasy camp out there. We did the Playboy Mansion. We would go to New York. We would go to L.A., you know, just a lot of different places, which was a lot of fun. So now I think he's based pretty much out of Vegas, which is great. There's always never anything. There's always something to do. There's never a dull moment in Vegas, is what I'm trying to say, no matter what time it is.
Hey, I got married in Vegas, you know.
Right? That's great.
Anything can happen there.
You never know.
But then again, it's a Vegas wedding. Who knows how long it'll last? I mean, it's only been 30 years, so it could be, you know. But still,
wow.
It's a Vegas wedding. It was fun.
Oh, that was meant to be.
But
oh,
you're on a tour
right
now.
Yeah, we've been touring We've been in and out. You know, we go home for 5 minutes and long enough to wash your underwear, throw them back in the suitcase, and then just turn around and go out again. I swear, it's been really funny. We're home for literally 10 hours, maybe.
That's what people don't know about life on the road. That's what when Julie Slick was on here, I don't know if you know Julie, but
no,
she plays bass for Adrienne Belew. Adrienne Belew and Crimson Project. And she says she finally just gave up her apartment last year. She said, I travel so much, I don't even need a place to stay. She doesn't even have a place to live. She said, I'm just on the road. Why should I pay rent somewhere? So, yeah, people
it's
don't know
true.
All the glamorous parts. But your book, Living Like a Runaway, like I said, it's you give a lot of details in the story. And I asked your publicist what questions to ask, you know, what's some talking points. She said, just talk about the tour in the book. Let it go organic. Let it flow. And also, everyone, if anyone who calls and talks to Lita tonight, you will be entered to win a copy of Living Like a Runaway. And the number to call is 646-716-9922, a toll-free number in the U.S. Lita, let me tell you something. I didn't plan this. We didn't submit this date until last night, probably about 8:30 or 9:30 my time in Atlanta. And so I stayed up putting it together, getting the thing, doing the promotion and so forth. You would not believe how this – I have never seen – had anything. And I've had a lot of, you know, cool people on my show. I've been very, very fortunate and very lucky that people like you are so generous with their time and give me and come on my show. But – this has taken off like madness. I mean, people have shared it all over Facebook. People I don't even know have shared it, and I'll see this. Lita Ford, my God. People go, Lita Ford, my God. Yes, my God. You've got to feel the love everywhere. I mean, I put it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and LinkedIn. Everybody's going nuts.
But
we've already got a call actually for you. So I just want you to know, sister, if you don't feel the love, you're just not paying attention. So, and I know you do. So.
Oh, God. Well, so, I got some great fans. Really, really great fans. I came back off the island. I took a 15-year hiatus during the 90s when everything went to grunge, the grunge rock kicked in. And I felt that mm-hmm. I needed a vacation because I was exhausted after being mm-hmm. in the Runaways from 1976 and then going through my solo project. And here we are 2 decades later, I decide to take a break after 2 decades of being on the road. And I went to a deserted island and lived on a deserted island and didn't have any connection with civilization at all. I didn't know what the rock scene was about, what did it sound like, who was number one, who was the best, who was the worst. I had no idea. So when I did come back, finally, our very first show was Rocklahoma, which was a huge, huge festival. And unfortunately, that night there was a massive storm that came through and took out, there's three stages there. It took out two of the stages and left the main stage. One gentleman, unfortunately, passed away. He had a heart attack, and some other people ended up in the hospital. It was absolute pandemonium. There was this vibe in the place, like somebody's here from a higher power, and I couldn't figure out who it was. I thought, was it Prince? Is it David Bowie? Who's here? I need to know. So I went and asked the promoters. I walked into the promotion office, and I said, guys, it was actually ladies, but I said, who's here that everyone's freaking out about? And they said, you mean you don't know? And I said, no. Who is it? And they said, Lita, it's you. And I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned. From that point on, I just felt like, you know what? 15 years ago, I deserted rock and roll because it changed, and I needed a break. I took off my ruby slippers. I put them down. I came back 15 years later, and those ruby slippers were still sitting there, untouched, unworn. No one was able to fill them. And I put them on just like it was yesterday and carried on. You know, I got nominations from Marshall Amplification and Guitar Player Magazine for the Icon Award, the first lady of rock guitar. I mean, who gets those awards? It's just absolutely the coolest thing on the planet. And it only took 40 years, but it opened up a door and kicked down a path, made a path for other women and other guitar players to walk it. And a whole new generation of artists have emerged from this. So I'm proud.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The award show with Tish.
Yes.
I can't pronounce her last name. How do you pronounce her last
name? Yeah, I don't know.
Everyone
knows her.
Daisy Girl
Tish.
Guitars. Tish.
Yeah.
Tish is going to be on here September 7th. She's going to be my guest here. But
nice.
Yeah, when I watched that and all the girls behind you that were your acolytes, that your devotees. I mean you. You did it for them. Well, listen, honey, you stood there in those Prince-type boots with a higher heel than Prince wore, and you kicked the door down for them to come on through behind you. But you know what? Like I said, I've already got people calling up. The calls are stacking up here for you. So let's go ahead. Let's see, the first caller, which is somebody right here in Atlanta. Welcome to Madame Perry Salon. Come on in. Do you have a question or comment for the fabulous Lita Ford?
Hi, Madame Perry.
Hi.
It's Sasha.
Sasha, oh my gosh.
Yes, hi.
Sasha from
I just had
she's
to call in.
Guitar player.
Yeah.
Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Lita, it's so cool to talk to you. You're like a huge inspiration. So I just had to, when I saw you were on, I just had to call in and just say hello.
That's killer.
And, and yeah, you paved the way for women, so, you know. That's what I'm trying to do, just kind of make music and get out there. And I just wanted to ask just if you had any advice for up-and-coming female guitarists such as myself. What advice would you give?
There is no try, like Yoda says in Star Wars, you know, when he stands on one hand.
Yes.
Uh-huh. He's in the swamps. There is no try, only do, you know?
Yeah.
I always saw a light at the end of the tunnel, and when I was a kid, I saw that light, and I followed it, and I never stopped following it. It's okay to take a break, sit back and analyze things, but don't stop following your dreams.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you
and
so much.
And you know what? You two have something else in common, Sasha. Or Sasha Vallely, she also goes by the nickname Sash the Bash. You have something else in common besides being badass guitar players, is that you were both born in Great Britain.
Oh, really?
Ah, cool.
Yeah, I'm from there.
I tell you. I never gave up my British citizenship. I've lived here since I was four, I think, was when we moved out of the UK. I never gave up my British citizenship. I still have a British passport, and I'm not dual. People are always asking me, why don't you become an American citizen? You've lived here long enough. Because I'm British. I'm proud of being British. It makes it easy for me to go into the European countries and go through in and out. And I'm just proud of it. And if anything should happen and, what hits the fan and I get kicked out of the country, I'm okay to go back to Britain. That's where I'd want to be.
Yeah, the same.
Sorry, we'll
you never know.
Thank you so much, Sash.
It's good to talk to you and great to meet you, Lisa.
Thank
and
you,
Sash.
And
I hope
good
to see
luck.
You live someday. I've never seen you live, so I'm really hoping. Are you playing out here anytime soon?
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Yeah, we will.
I'm
going to
talk about
that.
I'm glad
you
brought it up.
New manager.
Okay.
We're all over the place. We're all over
right.
the place, but...
Okay.
In 2018, I'm sure we'll be coming through Europe and London and the British areas.
Right.
We need to do a nice long British tour.
But Sash is right here in Atlanta, where I am, Lita. So we want you in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, she is. Oh, God. Okay.
I'm a transplant like you.
Yeah. So she's here in Atlanta. We want you here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In the South.
All right.
Love you, Sash.
Love you, too. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks, sweetie.
Good. Bye.
All right.
Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Sash, she is a great person, and I really, really admire her, too. All right. We got calls stacking up for you, Lisa. Okay, so everybody hold on. Thank you for calling. Please be patient, because I want to get everybody on here, because Lisa loves you. All right, so the next call is a 484 area code. Welcome to Madame Perry Salon. Just come on in the beaded curtain.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, welcome. Come on in. Who is it?
Ken Kane. Kenneth Kane. I just wanted to stop by and say
hello to Ken. Kenneth Kane, oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Kenneth. You know everybody.
Listen, I've got a great family. I have been so lucky. I mean, I'm not even Lita Ford, but I've been lucky to have a great bunch of listeners and guests that call and support each other, and they're just a lot of fun. Kenneth Kane is a very well-known, he's a horror writer, very award-winning horror writer and mystery writer. So, yeah, go ahead.
Really?
He's the first person that responded when I put this up last night about you being on the show.
Yeah, Yeah, I remember, like, a long time ago, I was telling my wife, we were just sitting down right before dinner, and I was like, yeah, I heard that song that closed my eyes forever, and it just gave me chills. And I fell in love with that song, so I went out and bought your album and everything, and my wife's like, I don't know that song. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. It's like one of the most well-known songs in the world. And I'm like, being expressive about it, and so I started playing through your body of work, and she goes, so when she heard Kiss Me Deadly, that's when she remembered you. And I was like, there you go.
That's funny. Right on.
So then we had all dinner with listening to your music and introducing the kids to your work.
Nice. Perfect way to be raised.
Yep,
that's kids.
Dark Tower, the movie Dark Tower.
Oh, no, I want to. I've read all the books and everything, so I'm really excited by it. I know a lot of people are upset about it, but it's different than the books, but it should be very good anyway. I'm really excited that next month It comes out, and that's like the first Stephen King book I ever read.
Remind me of The Gunslinger instantly. As soon as I heard your voice, I thought, it's The Gunslinger. And he's
a
killer.
Great...
in the movie. I mean, I cried through the whole movie because it was so emotional. And the way this kid sees things, you know, before they happen. He sees things that he doesn't know that are there. And it's kind of cool. I feel like sometimes I have the ability to do that. And it really touched home with me. And the gunslinger is just the coolest guy in the film. He's the coolest character.
I mean, in the books, you get, like, they really pack, like, 8 books. So it's an 8-book series that they packed into one movie. And I'm hopeful that someday we might get what they're doing with Game of Thrones on HBO. We might get the full story. But, yeah, I'm anxious to see it. I just haven't gotten around to seeing it yet. I've been kind of saving date night to go see it next month. But we'll have to see. I'm definitely going to see it when it comes out.
It's so badass. Don't wait too long.
I won't.
I saw it a couple of nights ago, and I'm still beaming from it.
Oh, I'm sure. Stephen King is, like, one of the greatest horror authors out there. So, I mean, I'm sure. adapting 8 books down to one movie is not going to be easy. So I know a lot of people were disappointed about that, but you just got to take it for what it is. You know, whenever you take a good book and make it a movie, you're going to lose something.
Right. I think you just have to watch it as a movie and not try to apply it to the books. Although there's little glimpses of each book that you got to look and it's like, oh, wait a minute. I remember that from this book, and I remember that. I don't want to give it away, but there's little glimpses of each book in the film. So it's very well done. Ron Howard directed it.
Yeah, he's a great director. I mean, great actor, great director. I mean, but, yeah, I think that we're spoiled in the modern age. You know, we're so used to getting everything the way we want, right on demand. You know, we get, like, a whole series in a day. So people are a little bit spoiled by that. I mean, I think it's, you know, Aldris Elba is like a great actor. And so I'm anxious to see it myself.
Definitely. Definitely. You'll love it. You have kids?
I do. A 13 and a 15
year old. How old are they? You just told me you did.
Yeah,
13
and
15.
How old are they?
Yeah.
13 and 15.
Oh, they're old enough to see this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to get them out there. They want to go see... They want to go see it, but I've been trying to get them to see this. They're like, Dad, it's another Western, because I always grew up watching Westerns, like, with my dad, and I'm like, Westerns are so good, though. And this is, like, a crossover, like, fantasy, Western, sci-fi, and I'm like, you know, this would be perfect, but I haven't convinced them yet.
Oh,
so.
No, the gunslinger's, he's got all these bullets, and he's so good with the guns, the way he fills up the revolvers, I don't know, like, 45s or something. He's just so badass. I just couldn't see how your kids could love them. Oh, my God.
They're like the modern-day kids. They're all into YouTube and the rap music nowadays that has, like, one word that they say over and over again. I keep trying to teach them about, like, you know, older music when it was actually good music. And I've gotten them to take on to a couple bands. Like, you know, my daughter likes the Beatles. So that was, like, a huge success getting her to like something different. But, I don't know. I think that we the end of the 80s and the early 90s, we had some of the best music out there.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
I mean, it was just a great time for music. I listened to that. That's the music, period of music I listened to, like, all day while I work.
Yeah, definitely. It was some of the best music out there. I agree with you. And that's when I disappeared, was the early 90s I disappeared. I thought, you know what, music is changing now. It's time to just take a break. After 20 years of touring, I thought, I'm just going to go chill for a while. So that's when I disappeared.
When you chilled, you really got away. And, you raised your children out of the light, out of the public, you know, glare and so forth. And, by the way, hold on with me, if you would, Kenneth, while you're still here with us hanging out, because there's somebody else that's been waiting, somebody here, another Atlanta caller waiting to talk to Lita. So, Kenneth, you've got a regular cushion in here. You know what to do. Just stay right there.
Oh, yeah.
And,
okay.
Hi, welcome to Adam Perry Salon. Come on in. Yeah, Kenneth, you stay. And this is another Atlanta person. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Is there a person on the other line?
I think it's me.
Yes.
Hi, Lita.
Hi.
Hi, Madam Perry. How are you all?
Hey.
We're great.
Doing
How
great.
Are you?
Who is this?
Good.
It's kind of dim in here. Who is this?
Oh, it's Susan from Atlanta.
Susan. Oh, my God. Susan Vanyo.
Yes.
Ooh. Cool, cool.
Yes,
Susan.
Yeah, definitely. So, and I'm gonna be the second to the person that was the Atlanta caller earlier, where Lita, we would love to see you here. There's so many venues that are like Tabernacle is downtown and Phillips and all of that. So, and I've been listening to your music forever. Like, obviously your main song came out in '88, and that was my first year of high school. So it was very empowering to hear that,
wow.
You know, a female singer. So it was great.
Wow, that's incredible. That's great. I'm just trying to put myself in that place because when I was in high school, well, it was junior high school, my songs were Michael Jackson's 1, 2, 3. Easy as ABC.
And there's nothing wrong with that either. Those were great. Those were great. No, but I mean, the 80s.
Nurse's office because I didn't wear a bra. I wouldn't wear a bra.
Oh, my God.
So they'd send me to the nurse's office, and I'd get my dad on the phone. I'd go, Dad, I'm in trouble again. I didn't wear a bra. My father had this big, thick British accent. Yeah, bloody hell, you bloody women. Yeah, why don't you put these things on before you go? So he has to show up with a bra, you know. Either that or I have a marijuana patch on my pants. Can't have a marijuana
that's
patch
awesome.
On my pants.
Yeah,
so,
why not? Why not? No, that's
office.
Awesome. Yeah, that's so cool. It's good memories. It's a good time. And then especially for like late 80s and 90s, I mean, the music, you can't compare it. You know, to going on now, it's like, it's, you know, fluff music. So it's not the greatest, but no, back then, like it had heart to it. So no, I would just want to thank you.
Yeah, but so did the 88, 89. It still had heart. It still had
yes.
that heart. We hadn't lost it yet, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It
no. So it's
changed.
Cool. So it's good memories. It is good memories. All of those songs
really
that
was.
You put out there. Yeah. So thank you so much.
All right. So,
where'd everybody go?
So while you're here, let's talk about. No, everybody's still here. We're talking about your living like
pillow.
A runaway. Yeah, yeah. Is it under the pillow? What's under
the
pillow?
Book or the
you know,
album?
I gotta. Well, whatever you want. Yeah, you're the boss. You're the queen of metal. I'm just a mess.
You know what it
mess.
Says on my coffee
you
cup?
Know,
in the morning I wake up and I get my biggest coffee cup I can find. And right on the front of my coffee cup it says, the queen of everything. So
<That's>
funny.
Awesome. Hey, I should get going, but I just wanted to say, I just wanted to say that I think that what you did for women is great and definitely one of the most rocking guitar players I've ever seen, and I love your music.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It was a pleasure speaking to you. I'd love to talk to you some more about movies and directing movies and all that stuff. I love all that.
Sure.
So all the
anytime.
Best to you and your family.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ken.
Madam
Hope
Barry,
to see you
nice talking to you again,
thanks.
Too.
Take care.
All right. Thanks for helping
you in Atlanta.
The show, Kenneth. All right. Thanks. Yeah, Kenneth was also helping promote. So, like I said, as soon as I put it up, everybody was sharing this because this is how much love you got. And you know what else I love about Kenneth there? Is that he
What's
didn't
that?
Say, when he said your greatest, he didn't say you're one of, he said you're one of the greatest guitarists, not greatest female guitarist.
Yeah, yeah. I like that too. I like that too.
I do too.
You know,
so many
I
men
was
are so much
given
more
the,
enlightened now.
Yeah, well, it's almost racist to say female. I mean, you wouldn't put Jimi Hendrix in a black man's category. You know what I mean?
Sure.
He's just a guitar player, what he was. Or, you know, someone like Janis Joplin, you wouldn't say. Or just anybody, someone who's alive. Lady Gaga, for instance, you wouldn't put her in a white lady's category. I mean, it's just... I guess you would say female though for a singer. I think that's probably one of the categories that you would have to say man or woman. Best female vocalist or best male vocal performance on whatever song you're talking about. You know, Grammys aren't the way they used to be either. That all changed when Jethro Tull won the award. That, remember that?
Well, gosh, I'm trying to think of what was the deal. Because what I'm thinking of is, I don't remember the Jethro Tull incident. I do remember a friend of mine here in Atlanta. It was nominated for a Grammy. I don't know if you know them, the Georgia Satellites.
Yeah, of course.
They were okay. They're pals. They live right here in Atlanta, and they were nominated for a Grammy and lost out to Milli Vanilli.
Oh wow!
So.
Oh wow! Well,
what happened?
Weird.
What was the Jethro Tull
Grammys
story?
Have gone weird.
Yeah.
But the Jethro Tull thing was even more bizarre because Jethro Tull was famous in the 70s, and then we had bands like Metallica came out for Injustice for All, and they were nominated. And then all of a sudden, I announced the winner. It was me and Alice Cooper, I want to say. I think it was the two of us. And we announced the winner, and we both looked at each other and went, you know, we announced, oh, Injustice for All, Metallica, blah, blah, blah. And the winner is, what's his name? God, what did I just say his name was? Jethro Tull.
What,
I can't even remember his name. It's been so long. Jethro Tull, everybody went, what? Steven Tyler's backstage shaking his head going, what? Where did he come from? Now tell me this ain't political. You know, it's just... Everything has gotten weird since that day. And if you Google it, if you Google the Grammys, Metallica, Jethro Tull winning, I don't even remember what song it was for. I think Sitting on a Park Bench. I Little Girls with Bad Intent. I can't remember the name of the album because I wasn't really that big of a fan. But anyway, I was the one who presented that award, and I had to bite my tongue and try to put on a poker face because it just went downhill from that point on.
Oh, no.
Crazy. Out of the blue comes Jethro Tull. It's really bizarre.
Yes, yes,
and
I know.
There's some people out there that remember that. Because Metallica were all ready. They thought, we're going to win the award, and they should have. We're going to win the award. Mm-hmm. You know, they were standing up, getting ready to run up there and grab their award. And then out comes Jethro Tull. I mean, he didn't come out. Sorry. It's like, dude, you just won an award. You should be there. You should be there to pick it up. He didn't even show up.
Slack.
Just boggles my mind.
If he, I know, sister, I know. Hey, by the way, if you're listening live right now to Madame Perry Salon, you know my guest is a fabulous, the Queen of Metal, Lita Ford. And if you want to call in and talk to her, the number is 646-716-9922. She's on tour right now, and she's got a memoir, Living Like a Runaway, which she also has an album of the same name. And Guitar World magazine called her a legendary metal icon, and in 2014, Guitar Player inducted her into the Hall of Fame of Guitar Greats, and they declare, quote, she is as badass as ever. Most of us became a fan of Lita's when she was on the Runaways, and guess what? I saw you live in the Runaways in Atlanta.
It's really awesome.
On a bill with the Ramones.
Ah! Oh, my God. That's killer.
And I was
that was
my
one of my
brother.
Favorite tours.
Really? I was with my brother, my younger brother, and we went, and we were standing right up by the stage. And so we were right there in front. It's this old place called the Municipal Auditorium. It's torn down now, but, yeah, I remember being right there, right up against the stage
wow.
watching you. It was, I mean, I'll never forget it. You know, it's one of those things
never
forget. It's just like a, it was a very, very magic time for us. I've got somebody else here that wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Miss Lita Ford, Queen of Metal, and come
yeah.
on in to Madame Perry Salon.
Hello.
Who do we have here? My eyesight. Hi.
Well, hi. This is BB Queen. Hello.
No.
Yeah.
BB Queen.
BB Queen. The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. You know you did me wrong.
No,
and you're gonna be sorry someday.
This is a little guitar picking BB Queen calling to say, "Hey, Lita Beta."
Gosh,
I am so happy to
Bita.
Hear her. Yes, yes. You know what? You are just great. You are just really, I am from one guitar picker to another one. I tell you, you just, girl, you're awesome. You're
that
awesome.
So
I really,
ass.
I like everything about you
player.
And your playing.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Are you playing a
335?
No, I'm a Strat Cat. I'm one of those Stratocaster Fanatics. That's what I like. I got some custom-made ones, a Chrome Girl,
nice.
And a whole bunch of other stuff. But, I love the 335s, but, you know, I just got kind of stuck on a Strat, and it just fits good for me, and that's what I've been using, you know, ever since.
Uh-huh. Right on. I
mm-hmm.
get it.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
get it.
Yeah,
I've got one killer Strat I use in the studio. I don't play it live, but it's
uh-huh.
good for your overdubs and just different sounds and things that I don't
mm-hmm.
get live
mm-hmm.
that are good at the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't know. I kind of got – I've tried, you know, all the other ones, which I wouldn't negate a 335. If you got one laying around you want to send to me, I'd be happy to take it off your hands.
I wish I had one. I don't have one.
Oh,
oh God.
Okay.
But I know B.B. King, just that's all he ever played. Remember, his guitar was called Lucille.
That's it.
He named
that's
it Lucille.
Uh-huh. And some of the, you know, some of the guys that tease me, and they'll go, "When you going to get a real guitar?" You know, when they'll always say
oh.
that to us that do play. What
come
play
on. Hendrix played a Strat.
Right,
oh.
true. He sure did. He sure did to the end. But
right.
I'm going to try to keep up with what you're doing, Lita. And I think it's wonderful that you're making all these, you know, just kicking some doors in for the rest of us, too, because it's still kind of an unfair playing field. But that's okay. We use it to our advantage rather than a disadvantage. I kind of like it like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
well, there's no reason why we shouldn't. There's no reason why we shouldn't. And, you know, not just females, but anybody who wants to be a musician, play guitar, play
mm-hmm.
anything they want to play, there's no reason why they can't. Down here
mm-hmm.
in Santa Monica on the beach, there's all kinds of crazy people down here on the beach that do all kinds
mm-hmm.
of crazy things. And I was riding my bike through Santa Monica one day, and there was a guy on guitar that was playing with his toes.
Wow.
Can you believe that? I mean, I'm thinking if this guy plays with his toes, you can play with just about anything.
Right,
you know?
Right. But, hey, that raises the bar pretty good to play with his toes,
yeah.
huh? Uh-huh. I wouldn't want to be on the same show with that guy.
Pretty bizarre.
Yeah.
But.
Well, hey, now BB Queen, like I said, you know she's a blues lady, but BB, you know BB's in Nashville, Lita. You're Nashville, right?
Huh?
I know you're in Tennessee.
Yes. Uh-huh, Nashville.
Okay.
Nice.
You're in Nashville, I'm in Atlanta. And, you know, tonight there's been a running theme on the show to get Lita Ford to get here. She's on tour right now. I think she's got a couple of days off, but she's on tour now. And we're trying to get her down to Atlanta, but she also needs to get to where you are. And if we can somehow persuade her manager to book her in Nashville and Atlanta, then you can come stay with me and see her in Atlanta, and I'll come stay with you in Nashville. How's that?
That sounds like a bet. And then, as long as I can be up close enough to steal licks. As long as I can stay close
awesome.
Enough to watch the fingers. That sounds great to me. That's groovy. I'm gonna have to pass that around to some folks that's booking and stuff around here. I would love for you to come to Nashville.
Well, we're coming.
Hey,
I'm not sure what the date is.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What's the other thing?
Well, you know, because BB Queen says she wants to be close enough to watch you and steal a couple of licks. But I watched an interview of you where you told somebody that, you know, you were trying to learn music. You figured you didn't want to deal with all the lines and the dots and learning music. You just played the record and put that needle back into place over and over and over until you learned by ear to play licks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same here, Lita. I understand. Trust me. And sometimes that's even more of an advantage because there are no rules. To me, a beginner has more creativity than somebody that's been playing forever. Care is not, it's not, well, you can't do that. Yes, they can because they don't know better. So there's no rules.
Today you can Google it and they show you things on Google, which they're not always correct. And then you're getting somebody else's opinion on how they think that song goes. I've Googled my own songs to see how other people play them, and they've made something very, very simple into something very, very complicated, and it's not how the songs go. So I think it's better to learn songs your own way by listening to them and not watching them. You also learn your own style. You start to develop your own style of playing.
That's
because
true.
You're not
that's
picking
true.
It up from somebody else,
Well,
you just listen
that's
to the song. Yeah, it works. It definitely works.
I agree, because if somebody hear you play something and they go, hey, that's BB Queen, then that's when you're developed into your own style when people can hear something and know it's you.
Right.
That's when you know you got it going
that's
on.
That's right.
Yep. That's true. But I just love, what do you think about Madam, the salon there? Isn't it beautiful? And I know you guys, what are you guys drinking? Are you drinking tea and eating crumpets and all that kind of stuff?
Of course. Of course. I've got my coffee mug here. It says the queen of everything.
Right.
You know me, I got a big old glass of sweet tea, okay? That's
of course, that's Atlanta drink.
I've got a big glass of sweet tea. And BB Queen's been in here before.
Oh,
nice.
Boy. You should say nice. Well, I'm going to have to run, you guys, but I just wanted to say hi and touch bases with Lita. And you got my thumbs up and prayers. Stay safe on the road. Keep it moving. You're making all of us proud. And for the madam, you keep doing what you're doing. I love your show. And I try to tell everybody I can to tune in and turn up. That's what I tell them.
Tune in and turn up. That
and
is awesome. I love that. I'm going to have to use that, BB.
I owe you I owe you a lot, BB Queen. I really do. Thank you,
Queen. What do they say? As long as you owe me, you'll never be broke. You don't owe me. We're all in this thing together. Let's have fun while we can. Yeah.
So true, BB.
Hey.
Okay.
All
right. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you.
Were you
going to
say something? I don't
want to
cut you off.
No, baby. Just hang around. You're fine. Just stay right here. James, my friend James Breen. Hey, Lita, do you know many people in the steampunk movement, the steampunk folks?
I don't know. I might.
You don't know what okay. Well, oh, girl. This is there's a guy named James Breen. He's a captain Captain Darkfang in the Wild Wild West Con that goes on in Tucson every year. It's one of the biggest steampunk events in the country and in the world, actually. And he's been anticipating this show. He's in a meeting right now for the Wild Wild West Con, and he said he has a question.
Okay.
He says, "I'd like to know that Lita would give anything to do a duet with."
Who would I give anything to do a duet with?
Evie Queen, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, definitely, you know, B.B. King's pretty darn close. Unfortunately, he's not with us anymore.
Yeah.
You know, all of my heroes are dead.
I think she said B.B. Queen.
Yeah, I was making a joke.
Well, the coolest duet, one of the coolest duets I did was with Lizzie Hale. And I had so much fun because she's a real Lita freak. She loves Lita. And a lot of the stuff she has, she's copped from me. So when I got on stage, we did a tour with her, with Hailstorm. And when I got on stage, she was playing the Gibson Explorer guitar, which I play a black Hamer Explorer, which they look identical. And I'm thinking, she's got the same guitar, only it's white, mine's black. Then she comes out with the white double neck guitar. And I thought, whoa, you're the only other person I've seen with the white double neck. And she says, "Lita, you know who my inspiration is." And I go, "Yeah, I got a feeling." So her and I did Close My Eyes Forever together at Webster's Hall in New York. And it turned out so good. It was just the hair on your arms would stand up if you were to Google it. It's all over YouTube. So she just... she was just so much fun. So much fun to be around and such a great talent. So I don't know.
Does it ever get to be like All About Eve?
About what?
The movie All About Eve? The movie All About Eve?
No, I don't know.
It's an old black and white movie with Betty Davis. Yeah, and Betty Davis is an actress, a theater actress, and this woman comes in played by Ann Baxter, Margot Channing, and she's a fan, and she begins following her, and she's such a fan, and then she eventually tries to take her roles and her man and everything, you know. So have you ever had a feeling like somebody was trying to get close to you to kind of do that thing or take over?
I don't dig, yes. I don't dig people getting inside my head. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like
yes.
If I think they're trying to get inside my head, I disappear.
Yeah.
Just disappear. It's like you can't get inside my head if you don't know where I am.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've
right.
had that happen.
You know, yeah. So I wonder, because I've done nothing, I'm nowhere near what you do, but I've had a television show a few years back in the late 80s, early 90s, I had a TV show and other things like that, and my own jazz band. And I know sometimes there's always going to be somebody that tries to get closer to you, that tries to sort of take over, you know, try to just like weasel it away. You're like, wait a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a strange. So.
They're true fanatics.
Well, mm-hmm.
They're
and
the
so,
epitome
oh,
of the word fanatic.
Yes, yes.
I really
exactamente, mi amiga. I've got a question here. Just got messaging. Somebody messaging another question for you. I'm not kidding, Lita. It just exploded when I put your name and picture out there for this.
Yeah.
This lady is, she's messaging me from Tennessee. Her name is Becky Kyle. And she says, "I have a question for Lita. What's her favorite song, either to perform herself or done by somebody else?"
Oh, wow. I have a lot of songs that make me just, the emotions start running through my body, you know, like Behind Blue Eyes by The Who, or Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones. Just songs that I wish I had have written. I love ballads. Just that there's nothing better than an awesome power ballad that just sends chills up your back, you know. That's me. And then you've got the rockin' songs that just make you go, what? And all next thing you know, you're getting a speeding ticket.
In fact, I think that's a story in one of your books, isn't it? I mean, in your book, isn't it about...
It is, actually, yes, you're right. I was coming home from filming Herman's Head, which was a television series. And I had on, you know, fake eyelashes and a low-cut blouse and full makeup. We had just gotten finished filming 2 weeks' worth of early morning. You have to be spot on. Television is nothing like rock and roll. Rock and roll comes natural to me, but being on TV is a whole different animal. And I was coming home driving my black-on-black Corvette in Los Angeles, and I had Sammy Hagar just joined Van Halen, and I had the CD and the CD player, and I'm flying down the freeway in my Corvette just going, yeah, we did it, we're done with the 2 weeks. I got through it and we killed it, we nailed it. I was so happy. Next thing I know, I got a siren and red lights flashing behind me. I get pulled over by this police officer, and I lowered my blouse a little bit, rolled down the window, and started batting my fake eyelashes. And he looked at me, and he says, I said, hi, officer. I said, what seems to be the problem? And he said, you know you were speeding and swerving? He said, you're not drinking, are you? And I said, oh, no, sir. I said, and I looked over my coffee cup. I had a cup of coffee from Jack in the Box. And because I was trying to get through the night. It was a late night. So he says, well, why are you speeding and swerving if you're not drinking? And I said, well, I had Van Halen in the CD player. And this, it was when they had CD players. I had Pound Cake, because we were listening to Sammy Hagar singing Pound Cake. And he says, the officer says, oh, I understand. And he let me go. It was crazy. So he obviously was a Van Halen fan, too.
Hey,
either
listen,
that or he's looking at the fake eyelashes.
Well, it all worked together, didn't it? You know, it's a package deal. Sometimes you got the low-cut blouse, the lashes, and then Sammy Hagar, that just kind of tied it all up. You know, you made your case.
I couldn't believe it. I was listening to Pound Cake, and I thought he was going to think I'm crazy. He thought, oh, I understand. And he walked away. It was the most bizarre thing.
That is a fantastic story. Listen, I was telling people I didn't get to really talk about your book, but you know what? Living Like a Runaway
is just an
amazing book. Yes, it is. Yeah, I didn't just hear it on the street. I got it out of the books, and there's a lot of – I mean, Lita does not – she doesn't play in this book. It's not fluff. It's not a this is a legit book. It's got entertainment. It's got drama. It's got everything in it. And also, before I let you go, if you don't mind, I also want to tell people that you've also got on your website you've got Lita Ford's Kiss Me Deadly Apparel, all kind of gear. Heck, you've got everything from backpacks to lunch boxes to shirts, all kinds of clothes, leggings. You've got everything for the fan. And people can also go to, and I've been posting the link, LitaFordOnline.com. You can also go there and find your tours. In September, you go back on the road. You'll be in Pennsylvania with Bret Michaels on September 1st, and then you've got Illinois, California, Vermont, Minnesota, Canada, and Let's see, in February, you're going to be on the Monsters of Rock cruise. You know, I had someone on the show a couple of months ago that was on there. You probably know her, a drummer named Athena Bass.
Oh, yes, of course. I know Athena. We've been in trouble together. Of course.
Oh! Okay, that's a testimony right there. That legitimizes everything for me. So, yeah, you've been in trouble together. Because after all, the Runaways, like you said, they were the jailbait rock band, and you had a reputation to live up to, and you don't need to let that slack. You know, we look up to you for this. Yeah, Athena was on here. She was hilarious. And I asked her one time, I said, how come all of your oh, my gosh, she was so much fun. And that one person called up, I think they were kind of surprised because they said, hi, Athena, I'm calling you from, and they named the town in California that they live in. And she goes, you called it what? I call it hot as balls, California out there, you know. It's like she just broke the ice with everybody right away. And she's so funny, but she said, I asked her, I said, why does all your press stuff emphasize that you are Tommy Lee's younger sister? You know, are you afraid people are going to think you're older than he? She goes, no, somebody thought I was his wife one time, so I always try to emphasize younger sister on that. So, okay,
well,
all right, keep it in there.
She colors her hair, so she doesn't look like him when she colors her hair blonde because he's got black hair, she's got black hair, but sometimes she does it blonde. So when she's blonde, you're not quite sure who she is. It's like, wait a minute. Is that his wife, his sister, or what? Are they related? I'm not sure. That scene is crazy.
Oh, okay. I see, yeah. Well, I used to work back in the late 90s and the early aughts. I worked part-time as a professional impersonator of Marilyn Monroe and Madonna.
Ooh, nice.
And the fun part with that was a couple of times my drummer would want to go out somewhere, and I said, I don't have time to change clothes, Forrest. And he was, that's okay, just meet me at the restaurant. So here I am dolled up like Marilyn Monroe, you know, and then here's my adorable drummer with his, you know, with his long dreadlocks. He was my drummer in between TLC and NDRE. So they're probably looking like, man, he put a lot of money into this date. Or out with my husband, and then people are looking at him like, should I tell her? You know, and then they look at, I see the same people look at me later like, poor stupid woman. She has no idea.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. That's so funny.
That's the fun part about being a woman. We can change it all with a little hair color. Hey, I've kept you way too long. I am so grateful to you for being so generous with your time tonight, Lita, and being on my podcast.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Wish
I had a good time.
The best. Anything? Oh, good. I am glad. We wanted it to be fun for you because everybody's been psyched about this. And it's just been a thrill to wish you, like B.B. Queen said, prayers wishing you all the best on your tour and everything that's happened. And of course, we're going to all be looking for you down south. And you know you've always got a place right here in Madame Perry's Salon to come anytime
you want. Thank you so much.
And
thank you for having
thank
me.
Thank you.